In Yoga Nidra, we welcome everything just as it is. Everything you experience is a part of the practice of Yoga Nidra. Why are you here? Why are you here for this practice of Yoga Nidra? What is your intention or your heart's deepest desire? This may be a heartfelt desire that just comes to you at this moment. It may be something that you've thought of before coming to this class. It may be something that just bubbles up in the moment. As that heartfelt desire expresses itself, feel it in the body as a feeling, as a sensation. Express it as a fact, as something that is already present, as if you're stating the obvious. Repeat that heartfelt desire one more time as you feel it and experience it as a body feeling. And as we come into a practice of Yoga Nidra, there may be times when you come to a feeling that you're not quite ready to handle. And with practice, Yoga Nidra is the way we live our life moment to moment. And there are times in our lives when we come to uncomfortable situations or scary situations. And it's nice to build an inner resource or a safe place, a place of refuge, a sacred space or a safe place. Build this in your imagination, bringing in all the senses. It might be a meadow. It might be a little place in your home. It might be some place that you've always dreamed of going. Conjure up this inner resource or this safe place, bringing in the sights of the space, the sounds of the space, the smells, the touch, so that when this inner resource or this refuge comes to your mind, instantaneously you come to a body feeling. Notice where that feeling is for you as you bring to for this inner resource. Anchor that feeling into the body so the body becomes flooded with the feeling of safety. And at any time during this practice or outside of this particular practice, you will have that inner resource to go to. If you come to a place that feels prickly and you're not wanting to handle it fully, come to your inner resource and feel that with the intention that you'll come back to that place. So you're not rejecting that place. You're recognizing it's there, you're recognizing it's calling for attention, and you will come back to it at a time or a place where you feel a little better equipped to deal with it. So this inner resource can become a valuable tool, a tool of feeling. become aware of the mouth. Bring your whole attention into your mouth and sense all the structures inside the mouth. The tongue, the tip of the tongue, the root of the tongue, the floor of the mouth, the right side wall of the mouth, the left side wall of the mouth. Feel the whole mouth, the whole inner surfaces of the mouth. Feel that hollow depression on the surface of the tongue, that groove of the tongue. And let that groove, that hollow depression, become a little deeper, become a little broader. Let the mouth be filled with sensation. So the mouth becomes nothing but sensation. All thought of tongue and inner lining of the mouth disappears into this sphere or orb of sensation. And become aware of the ears, the ear canals, the inner ears, the outer ears. Being aware of the shape of the outer ears, the creases, the folds, the crevices. Let the sounds of my voice, the sounds in the room, outside the room, be welcomed into your hearing, rather than reaching out for the sounds. Let the sounds come into the hearing. Feel the sensations on both outer and inner ears. And become aware of the eyes, the bony structure surrounding each eye, the eye orbits, the eyebrows, the eyebrow center, the cheekbones right and left, the temples, left and right. The whole eye orbit surrounding each eyeball. And be aware of the skin covering each eye socket. The upper eyelids, the lower eyelids. And be aware of the eyeballs themselves. And let the eyeballs sink back towards the back of the skull. The eyes taking on this sense of heaviness, this sense of drifting downward. Let them drift downward even further towards the heart center as the gaze softly looks towards the heart center. Keeping this softness in the eyeballs, this downward, soft gaze, become aware of the whole face. Notice how the eyes might want to look up to find the face. Let them sink back down. And feel the whole circumference, the edges of the face. Whole face filled with sensation. Cheekbones. Cheeks becoming hollow, forehead, the whole face filled with sensation. And become aware of the skull, feeling the back of the skull, the right side of the skull, the left side of the skull, the crown of the skull. Be aware of the scalp surrounding the skull. And let the scalp become tingling or alive with sensation, the sense of the scalp glistening like new fallen snow. Be aware of the whole head, the face, the skull, the scalp as one sensation, the whole head filled with sensation. And become aware of the breath, following the breath from the nostrils into the throat. Aware of the sensations, the movement of breath in the inner throat. And feel your way from the back of the throat into the neck. Become aware of the whole neck from the base of the skull to the top of the shoulder girdles. And from that point where the base, the neck joins the shoulders, feel a line of sensation from this point out across the top of each shoulder to the outer edge of each shoulder, the shoulder tips. Being aware of the collarbones in the front of the shoulder girdle, the shoulder blades in the back, and become aware of the arms, both arms from shoulder tips to fingertips. And take your awareness to the whole right arm. Become aware of the right upper arm, the elbow joint, the forearm, the right wrist joint, the right hand and all five fingers. Be aware of the back of the right hand, the palm of the right hand, the right wrist crease, right elbow crease, right armpit. Feel the whole right arm from shoulder to fingertips. The whole right arm filled with sensation. And slowly bring your awareness over to the left arm. Become aware of the whole left arm, the left shoulder joint, the left upper arm, left elbow joint, the left forearm, left wrist joint, the left hand and all five fingers. Be aware of the palm of the left hand, the back of the left hand, the left wrist crease, left elbow crease, left armpit. Feel the whole left arm from fingertips to shoulder tip. Be aware of both arms, right and left arm, simultaneously. Both arms filled with sensation. And become aware of the torso of the body, from the pit of the throat to the pubic bone. Be aware of the breastbone, the front ribs, side ribs. Be aware of the shoulder blades, the back ribs, the spine between the shoulder blades. Be aware of the whole abdominal area from the base of the ribs to the top of the hip crest, the navel center, be aware of the kidney area in the back of the body, beneath the rib cage, above the pelvis, both right and left side, the lumbar spine at the waist. down to the sacrum, into the pelvis. Be aware of the right buttocks, the left buttocks. And be aware of the front of the pelvis, the hip crest in front of the pelvis, the pubic bone. Be aware of the floor of the pelvis, the pelvic floor muscles. And be aware of the hip joints deep inside the pelvis. Be aware of the whole torso, front and back, from the floor of the pelvis to the throat. The whole torso filled with sensation. Be aware of the arms and torso together. Be aware of the arms, head, and torso as one sensation. And become aware of both legs, feeling both legs from the hip joints to the soles of the feet. Be aware of the whole right leg, the right hip joint, the right thigh, front and back, the right knee joint, the right lower leg, shin, calves, the right ankle joint. Be aware of the whole right foot and all five toes. Be aware of the instep on the base of the foot, the base of the heel, the back of the right knee, the right hip crease. Feel the whole right leg, sole of the foot to the hip joint. The whole right leg filled with sensation. And take your awareness to the left leg. Feel the whole left leg. The whole left leg from hip joint to the sole of the foot. Be aware of the left thigh, the front, the back of the thigh, the left knee joint, the left lower leg, shin, calf, the left ankle joint. Be aware of the whole left foot and all five toes. Be aware of the left instep, the base of the left heel, the back of the left knee, the left hip crease, the whole left leg. Be aware of both legs, right and left leg together, from the soles of the feet to the hip joints. And be aware of the whole body, from the crown of the head to the soles of the feet. This whole body feeling. And be aware of the whole right side of the body, dividing the body in two equal halves. Feeling the whole right side. Then feel the whole body feeling. And then become aware of the whole left side of the body. Feeling the whole left side as a unit of sensation. Then reunite the two sides, right and left, coming back to this whole body feeling. Be aware of the whole front of the body. And be aware of the whole back of the body. Be aware of the whole body feeling. And become aware of the space around the body. Feeling the space to the right of the body. Feeling the space to the left of the body, Feel the space above the body. And feel the space beneath the body. Feel the space above the crown of the head. The space beneath the soles of the feet. This whole space feeling surrounding the body. Come back to feeling the whole body feeling, then the whole space feeling. Feel the whole body, feel the whole space feeling. Then let the space feeling move into the body feeling, and the body feeling move into the space feeling. So the two feelings dissolve or meld one into the other, coming to this place of open spaciousness, this place of pure awareness, pure being. Who is this awareness that is aware of this space, aware of this feeling? Coming back to the body feeling. Who is this that is aware of this body feeling? Wherever you go, that awareness is there. That place that does not change, watching that which does change. Notice any thoughts or feelings that might be arising. Maybe a thought of irritation to the noise on the floor above. Can you take that into your practice of yoga nidra? And welcome that sound also a part of your awareness, that sound coming from your awareness, coming back to your awareness. Everything arises from and returns back to the awareness. Can you delve deep into that sound, welcoming it? Let it become even deeper, even a bigger sound. So you feel that sound with the whole body. Can you get to the center of that sound? come back to the breath. Watching the breath arise from this place of awareness. Watching the breath dissolve back into awareness. And come back to your heart's deepest desire. Ask yourself, what is that deepest desire? And let it bubble up, announcing itself as a fact. Feeling it with the whole body. So it becomes an embodied experience. See it. Hear it and feel it with the whole body. Repeat it a second time, feeling it, seeing it, hearing it. This ends this practice of Yoga Nidra. Slowly deepen the breath, watching that breath arise in your awareness. And as you exhale, feel it receding back into your awareness. Slowly become aware of the body feeling. Then listening to the body, letting it move or stretch in any way that feels right to you at this time. As you move, watch these movements unfold in your awareness. Your awareness, that place of pure being that does not change, watching that which does change. Slowly make your way onto your side. As you open your eyes, see too that the sights of the room, the light, is also coming from your awareness. Then keeping your head heavy as you look to the floor, using your arms, push yourself up to a comfortable seated position.